Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Bisphenol A is one of the most commonly used chemicals in the world. You'll find BPA used in everything from plastic water bottles and kids' sippy cups to the lining of food cans. You'll also find it in more than 90% of people, and that may be cause for concern. Because new research reported in the most recent issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association suggests that people with high levels of BPA are three times as likely to develop heart disease and have a 2.5 times higher risk of diabetes than those with low levels. These new findings were largely unexpected. Scientists are still trying to understand just how BPA acts once it's inside the body. Dr. Neera Ben-Jonathan from the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine is one of those researchers. She says she was surprised to find that when she added BPA to human fat tissue, it suppressed a hormone in the body that regulates insulin called adiponectin.
The low levels of bisphenol A, which mimic the environmental exposure that people are usually exposed to, reduce the secretion of a very important hormone, adiponectin, which is produced by fat tissue, and it's protecting people from diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and atherosclerosis. And almost in every patient, bisphenol A reduces the amount of adiponectin by anywhere from 20% to 50 or 60%.
So the amounts of bisphenol A that you added, would I have it in my body?
Exactly. Many studies use very large amounts of bisphenol A, which is not something you would expect to find in people's circulation or in the blood. But we selected doses of bisphenol A, which exactly match the range of exposure that you find in over 90% of people.
Well, there's another new study which is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association by Dr. David Meltzer. Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah. I was so happy to see this study because it's like a hand in glove with what we have done, and we found some mechanism to explain it, and what they're reporting as the epidemiology with the samples that were collected over time from 1,500 patients.
What would you like to see happen now regarding bisphenol A?
I think we really need to take caution about this chemical because it's very widespread. It's one of the highest chemicals in commerce. I think that we're exposed to it from multiple sources, from plastic bottles, from canned food, from medical tubings. And it's fairly stable, but small, very tiny amounts will be released and you get it into your system and it's there.
Dr. Neera Ben-Jonathan is a professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine. Her team's research was published in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. Well, Dr. Ben-Jonathan, thank you very much.
My pleasure.